Archdiocese continues rebuilding lives on the Gulf Coast, read and written by Stephanie Anderson. In June, I joined a group of parishioners from St. Bartholomew Parish in Columbus to help those whose lives and homes had been devastated by Hurricane Katrina. In this first-person account, I will share my experiences as I visited there. Waveland and Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. A team of mostly teenagers nailed down new subflooring, sanded drywall, and painted calming shades of blue and green in Cassie Rhodes Baden's home. Like many people whose lives were devastated by Hurricane Katrina in August of 2005, the 63-year-old woman is eternally grateful for the help she has received from volunteers to rebuild the home she inherited from her father. A new roof, interior ceiling, drywall, plumbing, electrical lines, and insulation. A year after the storm struck, the rebuilding in the Gulf Coast region is still in its early stages. The recovery process involves the intertwining of lives from across the United States. During my trip, I had the opportunity to meet Cassie and others like her, who must rebuild their lives and homes on small incomes and rely on the generosity of strangers. The people I spoke with touched my heart forever. Cassie lost her home on the beach in Bay St. Louis during the early hours of August 29, 2005, when the eye of Hurricane Katrina passed over land. She was staying with her brother farther inland, where she watched water flood his home in Waveland. She witnessed the reuniting of a husband and wife after they were ripped out of their home on the beach, clung to trees for several hours, and miraculously survived. She now is in the process of renovating the home of her father, who passed away shortly before the storm turned her life upside down. Cassie is one of the people who have been helped by the St. Clair Recovery Center, located on the grounds of St. Clair Parish in the Diocese of Biloxi. The center was initiated after a mission trip by parishioners from St. Bartholomew Parish in Columbus. With the assistance of donations and funding from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis Hurricane Katrina Fund, the center connects volunteers and resources with those who need help rebuilding their homes. Located on the beach, St. Clair Church and School were destroyed during the hurricane. Still, the parish's Blessed Virgin Grotto remained intact. Parishioners now celebrate the Eucharist in a military tent, and their school operated out of similar tents until May. The school is now permanently closed, and children will attend a school a few miles away. During this June trip, our team was in Waveland to transform one of the many Quonset huts that formerly housed St. Clair School into a shower facility, meeting area, and sleeping quarters for numerous volunteers. In less than 2 days, we set up several dozen metal beds, installed 2 hot water heaters and 4 washer-dryer units, and cleared out numerous tents with the remnants of an elementary school. On the morning that Cassie came to the recovery center, she was looking for help in putting down a new subfloor in her home. About 10 minutes later, we discovered that a group of volunteers from Jefferson City, Missouri had arrived, and one volunteer was an expert in installing flooring. They began working almost immediately. During our conversation, Cassie began to cry when she thought of all of those who had helped her from so many different Christian groups. She said strangers showed up the day after the storm with smiling faces and clean drinking water. She told us of volunteers who had replaced her roof, gutted her home, and hung drywall and insulation. Her plans for retirement as an elementary school teacher were now on hold so she could continue to have an income to buy supplies for her house. I believe that tragedies highlight the quiet heroes that live among us. Those people who can persevere through this kind of adversity are examples for others to emulate. God gives us these humble angels. These major disasters sometimes make us question God's motives or plan, but the aftermath makes us realize that God loves us and that He gives us love to share with and receive from others. In helping, we are the face of Christ to those in need, but they are also the face of Christ to us. In our archdiocese, Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline has agreed to support the St. Clair Recovery Project. We have had several groups go to the Gulf Coast region to help. The Hurricane Katrina Ad Hoc Committee believes that by focusing our efforts in the Waveland area, we can have a visible impact in a concentrated area. Visit www.stclairrecovery.com to learn more about how you can help with this effort. See more pictures, watch video interviews, and learn how you can help the residents of Waveland move forward with their lives. We cannot be all things to all people, but through the St. Clair Recovery Project, as donors and small teams, we can make a difference in the lives of these residents. Not all of us will be called to visit Waveland or are skilled in the areas of plumbing, drywall, electricity, or roofing, yet all of us can make a difference. This trip changed my perspective on my work at Catholic Charities. Some problems seem insurmountable, but we have to make a leap of faith and start doing something. A sign posted at St. Clair Parish for all to remember reads, "Katrina was big, but God is bigger." Special collection for hurricane relief. Parishes in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis are participating in a second collection for the ongoing Hurricanes Katrina and Rita relief efforts on the weekend of August 26th through 27th. Last year, parishioners in our Archdiocese responded generously and compassionately to the call for donations for hurricane relief, Archbishop Daniel M.B. Klein said in a letter mailed to all parishes. Donations to this collection will be spent in three ways. First, a portion will go to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Hurricane Katrina Second Collection. Second, a portion will be used to help evacuees who have chosen to remain in Indiana. Third, some of the funds are earmarked for the St. Clair Recovery Project in Waveland, Mississippi.